Dial from Aspen Public Radio. In-depth conversations about current Roaring Fork Valley issues with the reporters who know them best. I'm Kristen Kay.
Everyone agrees that there's a need for affordable housing. They just want to make sure that it's done in the right way. And I think there are differing definitions of what the right way actually is.
We call it the Mid-Valley, the fields, cozy main streets, and small subdivisions stretching from Basalt to Carbondale. There are a handful of proposed developments here, which has sparked debate about the character of the Mid-Valley and the demand for housing. Wyatt Orm recently attended a meeting for the Tree Farm development, which is currently under review by Eagle County. We sat down to discuss what's behind this building boom. So Wyatt, this seems extraordinary for the Roaring Fork Valley to have this many proposed housing developments. What's driving all this growth?
Well, I think that the Mid-Valley is kind of conveniently situated between Glenwood and Aspen. You can go to Glenwood and do things like buy cars or furniture. And then, of course, in Aspen, some people work up here and you can go skiing and go to the art museum. And the Mid-Valley, relatively speaking, is affordable. And I know that the affordability of the Mid-Valley is, of course, one of the things that's often debated. But this is kind of the combination of factors that's making the Mid-Valley very fertile. And those are the words that one developer used to describe it to me. So this past Tuesday, the developers of the Tree Farm presented their preliminary proposal to the Eagle County commissioners. I went to that. The Tree Farm is just one of a couple developments that are being proposed. In total, we're thinking about 700 units and, you know, well over 100,000 square feet in commercial space.
Wow.
And of course, all these are at different stages of development, and I'm not saying there's a guarantee that they'll all come to fruition, but it's just to give the listener a sense of how much development is being talked about.
But still some uncertainty about how much growth we're talking about. There also seems to be a migration of Aspen businesses relocating to Basalt.
Yeah. So one of the developers I talked to, a man named Jim DeFrancia, who works for Lowe Enterprises, he told me about this adage in the development industry that businesses follow the rooftops. And that seems to be happening to a certain extent. I mean, the Aspen Skiing Company moved several of their departments to Basalt this past October. Pickens County recently moved 40 employees to offices in Basalt. Aspen Community Foundation moved down in September. And the resort's Central Reservations Agency, Stay Aspen Snowmass, also relocated to Basalt. So all these kind of Aspen-centric operations are now finding themselves in Basalt.
Yeah, interesting that all of those have an Aspen identity. So does Aspen care? I mean, what are the effects of all these businesses that are leaving?
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about this in the newsroom, and Carolyn Zachariasen, our news director, kind of said, no, there's no public discussion about the effect this is having, businesses leaving Aspen and heading down valley.
So speaking of public discussions, all this new development has sparked a lot of fairly contentious debate down valley. So what concerns have come up?
Yeah, I mean, one thing is I don't think anyone would debate the fact that there's a need for affordable housing. One thing that was really clear to me from watching the Tree Farm meeting was that everyone was sympathetic to affordable housing needs, but there was a concern about traffic. There are concerns about congestion. Everyone agrees that there's a need for affordable housing. They just want to make sure that it's done in the right way. And I think there are differing definitions of what the right way actually is. A lot of the people who spoke up against the Tree Farm proposal are arguing that the development is happening too fast. I remember this one woman named Ellie Taylor got up and she spoke in front of the commissioners saying that Willits is still being built out and the community there, she thought, was still reeling from the development of Willits. And just because someone proposes, you know, dense housing does not necessarily mean that it's affordable. I mean, of those 700 units that I spoke about earlier, only a fraction of those are going to be affordable housing. So plenty of this housing is going to be free market. And as the developer mentioned, there's really only so much you can do to prevent second homeowners from moving in and buying it up.
Mm. So what's up next for growth in the Mid-Valley? What are you looking for?
I think that Eagle County is currently reviewing a lot of these proposals, so it'll be interesting to see how a lot of these debates kind of shake out over the next few months.
This is The Dial from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. That was Wyatt Orm, our reporter based in Carbondale, talking about the proposed development in the Basalt, Elgebel, and Carbondale area. Hey everybody, here's what else you need to know today. Last Thursday was Lottery Day, the unofficial kickoff to election season in Aspen. It determines the order in which candidates' names will appear on the ballot. Aspen's council and mayoral elections are coming up on May 2nd. And a bill that advanced in the Colorado State House last Wednesday would require new oil and gas drilling operations be built further away from schools. Right now, they have to be 300 feet from school buildings. You've been listening to The Dial. To hear more extended interviews, go to aspenpublicradio.org.